where local and regional musicians come to play. The Homegrown Rocker.
And welcome back to the Homegrown Rocker. I'm the professor, Jim Price. My guest on the phone line is Gordon Titsworth of the band Images of Eden. And we're talking about the brand new Angel Born album, which just came out a couple of days ago as this conversation is airing. Gordon, how was this album created in the era of COVID-19? Did you run into complications? And if so, how did you get past them?
Yeah, you know, this, I got a lot to say about that too. Believe it or not, right when we got done Soul Rise, tracking Soul Rise in 2017, 18, we were, you know, I had written 9 of the 11 songs for Angel Born, and we just sort of pieced it together kind of over time. There's a lot of things happening. Soul Rise had to get released. We were doing one-off shows, went on tour with Metal Church and Doro Pesh, so a lot of things were keeping us busy, so we piecemealed it together. Now, by the time we got to where the world was shutting down, we had a lot of the album done musically. I think it was almost pretty much done musically, and we were just shooting a few videos, so I had to finish up the vocals. Lockdown gave us, believe it or not, you know, talk about making lemonade. I mean, I honestly, personally didn't trust anything the media was telling us, and I still don't. So I kind of thought we were being lied to from day one. That's all I'll say about that. But lockdown really did give us a good opportunity to do what we needed to do. It gave me all the time I needed to make sure that I took my time on the vocals, that I got the melodies right, that I got the vocals right, that I was happy with my performance. Then we sent everything off, and we had more time to mix the album, to master it. We flew out to Los Angeles, North Hollywood, to Bill Metoyer's studio and wrapped up the mix. Shot another video at the same time, did a show, I mean, believe it or not, and it was just, it took a lot of time to get the chess pieces in place for this release. We had so much more for this release than we did for any other release. We needed the extra time, and it was a good thing that we had it, because it produced a better album from a writing's perspective, from a recording perspective, from a production perspective, and it gave us the opportunity to film 4 music videos for 4 of the songs off of this album. And we've never done that many before, so we've got a lot of chess pieces in place ready to drop here soon.
Yep, so you established that a lot of the album was already in the bag before COVID broke. Was there a main location where you recorded the bulk of the album, or was it recorded remotely at different places?
Well, the cool thing, the way we do it, and we started this with Soul Rise, and we perfected it with Angel Born. I write all the material, so what I'll do is, I mean, we all have our own home studios, so I'll start a session. I'll just start playing along, obviously play to a click. I put all the demo ingredients in, get the song arranged to how it should be. I send these stems, for lack of a better word, to Steve Dorsum, the drummer. He lays down his drums. He sends me back a drum mix. I tighten the rhythm guitar. I send everything else to the other guys, and we just kind of do the assembly line process, and they all send their tracks to me when done. And I just kind of drop the tracks in as I get them, and I just kind of work on the vocals as I'm getting tracks. And so once everything's done, we send it off to Bill Metoyer to mix. So, you know, it's kind of funny because when we did Soul Rise, the first time I had ever met our guitar player at the time and our bass player, Eric Mulvane, was when we got together to shoot a video. So you don't need to be in the same room or even the same country to do it. But, I mean, the remote thing really worked for us because it gave us all time to get our parts right how we wanted them.
All right. And of course, you established earlier that the new album is coming out on Pavement Entertainment. How did you guys hook up with Pavement? How did that come about? And how supportive have they been so far?
Oh, it was hilarious. I'm going to rewind to right around Halloween of 2017, where we were in the studio with Bill Metoyer. We were wrapping up the mix for Soul Rise. And, you know, we've been throwing so much stuff at the wall. We're mailing packages out to all these labels, and we never hear anything. You might get 1 or 2 behind, you know, replies back. So when we got to Bill's studio, Bill pulled us aside and said, you know, guys, this is really good stuff. And we sought an opportunity to say, hey, Bill, any chance you could maybe reach out to a couple labels? He's like, absolutely. Because, I mean, Bill Metoyer, let's face it, he was the in-house producer for Metal Blade Records. He knows pretty much everybody. Everybody knows him. If I send a package to a label, it doesn't make it past their mail room. It goes right in the can. Bill Metoyer calls somebody or sends an email. He gets a reply in 24 hours. So we had a list of 10 labels that we wanted to research, and we sent them all to Bill. We got a lot of good feedback. I mean, a lot of good feedback from, I mean, good labels too. But the common denominator was these guys are great, but you know, they don't have the touring and sales history that we would like to see to take a chance on them, which makes sense. So, you know, we started to talk to one of the ones that actually was interested was Pavement, and you could tell that they were interested, and but they had the same you know concern. So we were like, okay, we get that. How can we get around this obstacle? It's kind of like, hey, you need experience to get this job, but no job's gonna give you experience unless you have experience. One of those things. So long story short, they signed us, but kind of with on a probationary period. Let's just say we had to prove ourselves. And we did. But I guess, you know, it's funny because when we were talking about, we're giving Bill our list of labels, we say, do you know anybody from this label? Yep. You know anybody from this label? Yep. Got the Pavement. He goes, oh, yeah, I know that guy, the president. So Bill hit up the president, and, you know, they reached out to us a couple days later. And, you know, we have been, we're very easy to work with. And we've developed an amazing relationship. Obviously, they signed us on as full label artists for Angel Born. We couldn't ask for anything more out of Pavement. I mean, they have. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be where we are. I mean, they launched us to the next level. They got us the tour that we got on. I mean, they really provided, and they've been absolutely phenomenal. So we have no intentions of going anywhere else. I mean, we love those guys, Mark Nawara and Tim King from Pavement. I mean, guys are the best.
All right. Well, folks, of course, are hearing the Angel Born album tonight. And if they are liking what they are hearing, how can they get a hold of a copy?
Yeah, anywhere. It's going to be available worldwide, every platform you can imagine, physical, digital. And we have digital everywhere. CDs available, and we actually have a double LP. I think it's like a 65 or 68 minute running time, so we had to actually get a double LP this time. So yeah, it's, if you go to imagesofeden.com, that's going to be sort of like our one-stop shop for links everywhere, links to social media, links to where you can buy it. But I mean, anywhere you would go to pick up anything, that's where this is going to be. I mean, our distributor in North America is Sony, and we've got distributors all over the world. So right now we're trying to ink a Japan deal. So that's the only thing I can't say for sure right now.
All right. Well, for listeners who may not have heard the announcement earlier, you actually have a chance to win the Angel Born album tonight on the Homegrown Rocker. And here's how that's going to work. I have three copies that the band has given me to give away. And I'm going to ask anyone who's interested in winning a copy to email homegrownrocker@gmail.com. Again, that email address, homegrownrocker@gmail.com. You have until the end of the program, 10 o'clock this evening, to get your entries in. Make sure you put your name in the body of the email so that way I know who to contact if you are selected. We'll randomly pick out three of those emails, and those will be our CD winners, and we'll notify you after the show if you have been picked, if you've been selected for that. So again, homegrownrocker@gmail.com. Email it before 10 o'clock if you want a chance at winning a copy of the Angel Born album, which we're going to hear another song from right now. And Gordon, there's one remake on this album, and you picked one that I'm sure a number of our listeners are going to recognize here. How did you arrive at the decision to take on Triumph's Fight the Good Fight?
I've loved that song for decades. Never really even thought about doing it as a cover. Steve Dorsum reached out to me and said, hey, what are your thoughts on remaking Fight the Good Fight, just for you know, our own whatever, and just as a cool thing to give to the listeners. You know, it's not going to be on the album or anything, but just a, you know, real cool thing. I said, well, man, I love that song. Let's do it. It's just that he had gotten, just kind of like several coincidences have lined up that kind of pointed to doing this song for him, and he brought it up, and I thought, well, I absolutely love the song, so let's do it. Let's remake it as, you know, Images of Eden style, and kind of go with it. So we did. We sent it to the label, and they were like, you guys have to put this on the album. And we're like, because, and I know you've heard the whole album, Jim, the beginning and the end have very definite beginning and end bookends, so we couldn't just slap it on at the end. So we told them no at first, and they were like, you know, you guys should really reconsider. So we ended up putting it on the album anyway, ended up doing a video for it, and next thing I know, it's getting really good response. So, and I have to tell you, tracking this album, tracking this song in the studio, vocals more than anything, this was the most frustrating mess for me. And it was just like, I almost bagged this song just because nothing was working out in my head. It wasn't turning out the way I wanted it. I almost told Steve, we're not doing this song. Throw in the towel. That's it. And he said, take a little break. Step away. Come back in a couple days and see what happens. And that's what I needed. And I locked it in. And you know, hey, we're all really happy with the final product and the video that goes along with it as well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's check it out. Triumphs Fight the Good Fight, as done by Images of Eden, and it's off the new Angel Born album. You are hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker. Thank you.
It's time for a look at the local music news on the Homegrown Rocker.
In local music news, the Board of Directors of the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts and State College recently announced the cancellation of its 2021 in-person festival in July due to continued health concerns regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the board's press release, ongoing public health guidance made it impossible to safely produce the in-person festival event, which draws thousands of people to the streets of downtown State College each year. Plans are moving forward toward presenting an online virtual edition of the festival in early July. Likewise, the annual Phillipsburg Heritage Days Festival, also scheduled for July, has been canceled for 2021 over ongoing public health concerns resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. Plans for a new summer concert series in the Altoona area were made official this past week. The Rock in the Yard concert series will take place over 6 Fridays from June through September and will be staged in the yard behind Altoona's Jaffa Shrine Center. Headline acts for the concerts will include a series of tribute acts, plus the return of local country favorites Pistol Peg and the Beer Kegs for the series finale on September 17th. Tickets for all concerts will be $10 per person in advance or $15 at the gate. Proceeds will benefit the Shriners Children's Hospital, the Blair Clearfield Association for the Blind, and the FC814 Youth Soccer Organization. Meanwhile, the 5th annual Northern Cambria County Regional Heritage Festival will return this year. The festival will take place on Saturday, July 10th, along Philadelphia Avenue in Northern Cambria. The event will feature a concert series throughout the day, along with a car cruise, food vendors, crafts and heritage displays, an evening fireworks display, and more. Admission to that festival is free. Entries are currently being accepted for the 2021 13th Annual Pennsylvania Heritage Songwriting Contest. The contest, held in conjunction with the annual Smoke Country Jam Bluegrass Festival in June, seeks recorded song submissions that celebrate the state of Pennsylvania, its people, places, history, and traditions. First, second, and third place finishers win cash awards, passes to the Smoke Country Jam Bluegrass Festival, and the opportunity to perform their winning song entries on the festival's main stage. Deadline for entries is May 15th. The Smoke Country Jam Bluegrass Festival takes place June 17th through 19th at Quiet Oaks Campground near Cross Fork, Pennsylvania. For an entry form, contest rules, and full details, visit the website www.smokecountryjam.com and click the Pennsylvania Heritage Songwriting Contest tab. And Johnstown Rocker Silver Screen have announced the addition of a new member, guitarist Cody Ofsanko. That's a look at local music news. Bands and artists with news items to submit may email their information to homegrownrocker@gmail.com.
Hey guys, we're Silver Screen and you're listening to the Homegrown Rocker.
Yeah.
Q94 Classic Rock and the Homegrown Rocker. Music from the Johnstown area, the band Silver Screen and their song Drugs. That will be on Silver Screen's next album release, whenever that is going to be coming out. Things got set back a bit due to COVID-19. But Silver Screen, as we reported in local music news, just added a new guitar player, Cody Ofsanko. He's now a member of the band. And that band was just in action last night playing at Mel's in Somerset. And we heard Images of Eden back there with their version of Triumph's Fight the Good Fight. And I must add that shortly after we recorded the interview with Gordon Titsworth, Gordon reported that none other than Triumph themselves like that new version of Fight the Good Fight from Images of Eden. Enough so that Triumph featured Images of Eden's version on their YouTube channel and their Facebook page. That's a pretty cool honor to have one of your one of the bands that you looked up to actually recognize your cover of one of their songs and actually give it recognition. That was pretty cool. Anyway, let's get back to our conversation with Gordon, our guest this week on the Homegrown Rocker. Once again on the Homegrown Rocker, our guest this evening via phone is Gordon Titsworth of Images of Eden. And Gordon, as we kind of established, and it's been a running theme for the past year, of course, because everybody's dealing with it. COVID-19 really threw a wrench into a lot of live plans to go on stage. Was that the case with you guys, Images of Eden? Were you able to play any live gigs last year? I guess at least one, right?
Yeah, we did one show, and it was a nightmare trying to coordinate it. You had to – venue could only fill to 50% capacity. Everybody had to walk around with a mask on. Unless they were at their table, then they could take it off, because we know how selective and how brilliant COVID is. It knows whether or not you're at a table or not. That's a joke. So anyway, just getting it together, it was hard to do. And you can tell – people want to be there. They want to be at a show, and they're trying their best to comply. They don't want to comply, but they have to. So, you can only get so excited about it. But the one thing that was good is once we were there, once we were on stage, and once we felt like we were in the zone, we had them. We were connected, and I think I don't think anything really mattered at that point in time. It was a great show. It was a sold out show. It was in Phoenix, and loved it. But yeah, it did hit us all. You people can't bum rush the stage. They have to wear their masks at the table or at the bar or something like that. But now that things are starting to make a turn, hopefully this garbage will be hopefully over sooner rather than later.
Yep, and kind of looking toward the sooner or later aspect of it. What's the prognosis for live touring for this year? You did reference that there are a couple of things that seem to be coming together. Can you give us any information on those?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, just 20 minutes before I got on this call, we got an email from our label offering a possible tour. So we asked them for dates and whatnot. I can't say who it is, but it's a band I've been listening to ever since high school. So if it works out, then great.
Getting from the touring aspect of it to just you individually when you get on the stage, describe the sensation of getting on the stage. What goes through you when you step up to perform?
The very first thing is massive nerves, just because I don't drink or anything. I go up there, and I always always get nervous before a show. And somebody told me you're better off because if you stop getting nervous, that's when you should be getting nervous. And normally it takes me a song or so, and I'm in the zone. And as soon as I'm in the zone, I have to tell you, it's just like the best feeling in the world. When you are playing to a packed house and that wall of people and right against the stage, that wall is there and the crowd is deafening in between songs, there is nothing that can compare to that feeling ever. It is just, and I've played shows. I've come home and I'm still staring at the ceiling at 5 a.m. I can't get to sleep because I'm just so amped up of what just happened. It's the best feeling in the world, and nothing could come close.
All right, well, let's give the folks another taste of something off the Angel Born album. Gordon, this time the song is My Promise. What would you like to say about it?
This is, as a matter of fact, this is our first originals. Well, I guess that would be Autumn is Burning. This is our second original single, let's say, that is actually going to be released as a video single on release day. So it should be out by the time this airs. And uh, this, like I told you before, there is a running theme about kind of overcoming loss, overcoming grief. This is definitely one of those. And it's actually, it's about getting confirmation that your loved one is actually in a very good place. So it's just the relief of when you know that and you feel that. And again, something that every one of us can relate to.
Let's give it a listen. My Promise, new music from Images of Eden. And once again, you are hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker. Q94 Classic Rock, finishing up the first hour of the Homegrown Rocker with another track off the Angel Born album, Images of Eden Music, and one called My Promise. Hope you're enjoying the show thus far, and keep listening. We'll have more of our conversation with Gordon Titsworth in the second hour, as well as the Professor's CD Corner and a local music flashback. And again, we'll explain how you can possibly win one of three copies we're giving away of the Angel Born album by Images of Eden. So stick around for all that. The Homegrown Rocker, brought to you by Dr. Michelle Sod Barnes Optometry in Hollidaysburg. See why good vision is more than 20/20. And also by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine, available as a print magazine in music venues and music stores, or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net.